Welcome to Senior Power of Maine.
Hi, I'm Lynn McGregor.
And I'm David Neely, and welcome to Senior Power.
Lynn, now we're talking real senior power. We have coming on to share a little bit of a 2022 bucket list. A man who was a real winner, a true survivor from the CBS reality show Survivor, where around 10 years ago now, Bob Crowley became the winner of the CBS reality show, where he won the $1 million prize that went with winning. And of course, as the oldest winner, and that's why I say real senior power, to have won that series, I guess he speaks well for all seniors in Maine. Bob, welcome to the show. And I guess you have something in mind for 2022, either as a bucket list or your New Year's resolution. And Lynn said that we all should open our ears and get ready.
Well, if you don't mind me stealing my daughter's idea, which I think is just, I actually brought a tear to my eye. I want to stay in touch with old friends and do a better job of calling them up. And what my daughter does is she takes her Christmas cards and she puts them in a basket. And once a week, she pulls out a Christmas card and just arbitrarily writes them a little note to stay in touch. And I thought that'd be, I probably won't go to the point of writing a note, which I should, but I'd probably just give them a call. But I just thought that was a great way of connecting with people that you, because there's some people that I obviously only, like many people, only connect with at Christmas time just through cards and letters. And so I thought it was a great idea that Paige had. And what she does is once a week she pulls the Christmas card out, has the address, or saves the envelope, has the address right there, and just writes a little note saying, you know, how are you doing? Oh. It's just it's a great way to stay in touch.
Well, it really is, and what a great message, especially this time of year, and given the pandemic, the fact a lot of people haven't been able to socialize and be with family, friends, and loved ones as much as they would want to be. And then, of course, you know, you, and by virtue of the work you've done and the inspiration you have been representing the state of Maine in the CBS Survivor Series, as well as coming back, putting your money to work for the benefit of veterans and others, and still going around for a variety of organizations, including the Pine Tree Camps and the Red Cross, to tout these organizations, their need for dollars to do the good they do, is really what I think senior power is all about. That's one of the reasons Maine has the highest volunteer rate in the nation, and one of the reasons that Maine is considered one of the best philanthropists is due to the senior population. And so it's something for us all to be proud of.
I would like to wish the Senior Power Radio audience a happy new year, a happy and safe new year.
Thank you so much, Bob, for being on with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Lynn, you have Senator Collins on the line, and she's going to share with us her New Year's resolution.
Hi, Susan.
Sure thing.
Senator Collins,
Hi,
excuse
Lynn.
Me.
No, Susan's fine.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Well, it seems that every New Year's I make the resolution that I'm going to exercise more. And boy, during the pandemic, I really stopped exercising because the Senate gym, which I belonged to, and the gym in Bangor that I would go to, both were closed down for a long time. So I hope that this next year I can get back, along with my husband, to exercising regularly. You know, we always wish everyone a happy and healthy new year, and the word healthy has taken on added significance in the era that we're living in now. So one way we can help keep ourselves healthy is to exercise more, and that'll be my New Year's resolution, And this next year, I'm hoping I will have no excuse not to keep it.
I'm with you on that one. 100%. We can always use more exercise. But I truly want to thank you, Senator Susan Collins, for being with us today and sharing your hopes for 2022. And I hope that exercise falls into place for you.
Thank you so much. And for the state of Maine, I wish everyone a happy and truly a healthy new year, and hope that we can get back to normal as much as possible. You know, the other thing I'm looking forward to is having people to dinner and to socializing more than we have also.
I truly have missed that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, thank you very much, Senator Collins. We appreciate having you on.
Thank you.
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
Hi, this is Lynn McGregor, and welcome back to Senior Power.
Another guest we had this year of 2021 was Mike O'Hare, a radio personality who started as a teen and has continued on to be one of the icons in radio in the state of Maine. And Mike, will you please share with us maybe some of your bucket list items or New Year's resolutions, something for 2022?
Well, to obey my wife more.
That's a good one.
That's my first one. Whatever she tells me, I'm going to do, right?
A happy wife is a happy life.
Isn't that true, Lynn?
Yes.
Bucket list. Yeah, I do have a bucket list. I have St. Andrews in Scotland. I like to go there. I like to play golf on the old course once in my life. Closer to home, maybe Alaska. I like to go there. As you know, my wife and I do travel a little bit.
Yes.
So those are kind of places I haven't been that I'd like to go.
You know, even though travel is one of the top 10 on most people's bucket list, I'm not sure if those two specific locations rank high. So you might want to explain that a little bit, Mike.
A little diverse, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I love golf. If you know me, and I am an avid golfer, I play a lot. And that's where golf started, was at St. Andrews. So that's where I like to go, where it all began.
But Alaska seemed to be a joint thing, am I right?
Your yes, wife as my well? Wife yeah. wants to go to Alaska in the worst way, and I'm joining in. I think that would be a great trip. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
I haven't talked to anybody who's been there that hasn't thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Just an awesome trip.
It's like Maine on steroids, I've heard.
A lot of people from Maine go there. And a lot of people from Alaska come here. It's just
well, so you have really already given that some thought. A lot of people haven't. So what might be a little guidance you want to give our listening audience for 2022 so that they can get the most out of the rest of their life?
Well, you know, I always believe in being active. Have something to do every day. Have a plan of action every single day. Mine was to clean up my billiard room. It was just absolutely stacked with you couldn't even see the pool table. It disappeared. So I spent 6 hours doing that. I had planned that out. So every day I have a plan of action. I know there are things that I want to do. I have hobbies that I like. I love music. I love Christmas music especially. So I love putting together mixtapes, and I have all kinds of different types of music that I love to play.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for joining us on Senior Power Radio and sharing with us your bucket list and how we should all look forward to 2022 as a kinder year with greater fulfillment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senior Power has been fortunate to have a lot of very special guests speaking to our senior audience about a variety of things. One of these guests was a Justice Alexander, and the Honorable Alexander is going to share with us what he sees coming forward in 2022, and I don't know whether he may share some New Year's resolution bucket list type of items or what he has in mind, but welcome to the program, Justice Alexander.
Well, thank you very much. Family get together in March of this year. Both myself and my wife and our kids and their kids to sort of shake off the cold. We're all going to get together for a week down there. We actually stay a little longer than that, so that's certainly one thing I'm looking forward to that's just for me. And the other things are things I can do around here to, relax some. Don't worry about that. I'm relaxing now as I was talking to you while I've been reading things. So,
well, you know, it's funny too, because you know this one of the top 10 on New Year's resolutions is to spend more quality time with family. So, you know, I think you're sort of inadvertently perhaps gave us one of the top 10 New Year's resolutions. You're going to do that with your extended family, and I hope you know everything sails, if you will, forward. For you, Justice Alexander, and thank you so much for sharing what you have to look forward to in 2022.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you very much, and a great great holiday season, and Happy New Year's to you both, and hope your program continues to be as vigorous as it has been.
Well, thank you very much, Justice. We're honored to be here with you.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a good one.
So, David, if I want to listen to last week's episode, where do I go to do that?
All you have to do is go to seniorpower.me. That is seniorpower.me, short for Maine, seniorpower.me, and listen to your favorite episode of Senior Power.
And now we have Gary Crocker, who's going to give us, he has a choice of either a New Year's resolution or a 2022 bucket list. Tell us what you got going, Gary.
Well, my bucket list, I'm going to choose a bucket list item, and my bucket list item is to get back on a motorcycle and see as much of America as I can. There is nothing better. There is no better seat in the universe than astride an Indian motorcycle gliding across the highways of America and seeing the Southwest, the Northwest, Central America, the Great Lakes, and I've done that on a motorcycle. My bucket list says I need to do it one more time.
Well, you go for it, Gary. That's an inspiration, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, and have yourself a great holiday season.
You too. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Yeah.
We have been so fortunate over the course of the first year here with Senior Power Radio to have many great guests, colorful guests that have really done something significant in Maine. One of them is Jack Roberts, also known as a lighthouse keeper, a Bug Light, and among other things. And we'd ask them, Lynn, I mean, you know how to tee the questions up, but something about how they might be looking into 2022. And I'll just let you take it from here, Lynn.
All right. Well, Jack, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Lynn, David. Always glad to talk about Bug Light.
Jack, do you have a personal New Year's resolution, maybe one of those you've tried year after year or something you're going to try new?
No, actually there isn't. I'm not a great believer in resolutions. I just kind of fly by the seat of my pants.
Well, then you resolve to fly by the seat of your pants. That's a good one. You know, I imagine you've done a lot of what you wanted to do in life, but I mean, if there was like, you know, just one thing left over that you thought maybe I'll get to that in 2022, what might be your personal bucket list item?
I would love to get to Ireland and Scotland, but I'm not sure we'll ever see that happen.
Well, I don't know. You know, this stuff is is it the luck of the Irish, they call it? Well, I know that's not necessarily always good luck. That actually, going to Ireland is one of my items too, Jack. Maybe we'll all get together and go.
I think we should.
There you go.
It's on my bucket list, too.
Sure, Mac.
Yes, well, Scotland, definitely.
Scottish,
and then my grandmother was a Finnamore, so I have both. I'm double duty here.
I've got Irish, Scotch, Welsh, and English, and apparently, according to the test I took, a little bit of Norwegian. I figure I must maybe a little of Norse God in me as well.
Well, there you go. I'll take it.
We're all a bunch of mutts, and it's the best kind of animal to be. Well, Jack, thank you so much for sharing your New Year's resolution and bucket list with us for 2022.
Well, thank you, David and Lynn both. We'd like to wish you both a Happy New Year to actually both of you and to your listeners.
My insurance kept going up and up and up and up.
I was getting a lot of mail about Medicare.
I could never have navigated through the loopholes.
Mainers across the state are finding help at Senior Planning Center, which represents all major Medicare health plans.
Senior Planning Center was a lifesaver.
Senior Planning Center did it all.
Gave me all my options and signed me up with what I needed within an hour.
Call 223-6565. 223-6565. Help when it matters most. SeniorPlanningCenter.com.
Hi, this is Lynn McGregor, and welcome back to Senior Power.
On Senior Power Radio over this past year, we've been fortunate to have some real stars. These are folks that go above and beyond and give back. This next one, you may remember this guest was very instrumental in volunteering and participating in the Try for the Cure. And I will let you, Lynn, introduce your good friend, Roxana.
Well, I have Roxana Brophy-Sear with us today, and she's going to give us her bucket list for 2022. And I can't wait to hear what this is, Roxana.
It's an ongoing item for me, an ongoing issue or item, I guess you would say. And that is gaining a better understanding of who my God is. I've been a Christian my whole life. I grew up in a Christian family, but I've struggled for many, many years. I have struggled with who God really is, and I have struggled with what we do in the name of Christianity. So I am involved in spirituality studies that are helping me tremendously with my relationship with and my belief with who God is for me. Thank you for inviting me today, Lynn.
Well, Roxana, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for asking me. I'm honored.
Another one of the stars that has been on the Senior Power Radio program this year of 2021 was Carrie Kish. Not only did he provide us with a Maine mountain guide, and a guide to hiking trails of Maine, but he's an outdoor enthusiast who also, I think, has managed to stop in for a microbrew from time to time, but he stays very active, and he's here to share with us some bucket list ideas he may have for 2022 and or perhaps a New Year's resolution. Welcome to the program, Carrie.
Hi, David. You're making me laugh. Am I a shooting star?
Well, given the amount of time you spend outdoors and up on mountaintops, you've probably seen more shooting stars than most.
Well, I just got in about 10 minutes ago, so yeah, it was a good day outdoors today. Every day is, but yeah, lots to do next year, indoors and out. And there may be a couple of beers in there mixed in for sure.
Well, that's what makes the day complete, Carrie.
Absolutely. We hike for beer. This year, my new book's coming out, Beer Hiking New England. Should be out by late spring, early summer. And I'm looking forward to that. So 50 hikes, 50 breweries around New England. And that was a lot of work. It was tough duty doing all that, hiking and then having to have a few beers at a brewery afterwards. But somebody had to do it. Well, Happy New Year to you all.
Well, thank you.
And Happy New Year to you.
A frequent guest of Senior Power Radio is Dr. Len Kay, the director at the Center on Aging UMaine. And he's a walking encyclopedia about things related to seniors. And we've asked him to share with us either any New Year's resolutions he may have for 2022 and or some bucket list ideas. Len, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Always good to join you.
So you obviously have had to look at so much of what seniors and retirees are doing and how they can best enjoy their retirement years. And amongst that must be some bucket list items. I wonder what some of yours are.
Well, thank you for asking. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't have a bucket list item that can benefit not only me, because I'm 71 years of age, but others as well, at least those who live in the general vicinity of the University of Maine. And so I want you to be the first to know, and listeners to your show to be the first to know, of what I hope will be a very important development as early on in the new year. And that will be, are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
All right. Well, it's going to be our efforts to have the University of Maine designated an age-friendly university. I will be delighted when the day comes that I can travel more comfortably and feel safe, because when that day arrives, I will be on the first plane to the Washington, D.C. area to visit my son, who I've yet to visit, yet to see where he's living for the past 3-4 years. And that'll be my opportunity to visit my only son.
Do you have any New Year's resolution you'd like to share?
I intend also in the next year to think about laying pavers to redo my sidewalk and make it more accessible and less dangerous for people to walk on. Happy New Year, and above all, be safe and well and happy during these challenging times.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Len. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
Len, we've heard some pretty nifty New Year's resolutions and bucket list items from a variety of the guests we've had on the Senior Power Radio program. I'm wondering, what would you have to say about a New Year's resolution or bucket list items going into 2022?
Well, David, I have two. I have a bucket list and a New Year's resolution. And my New Year's resolution this year is going to be to start with an empty jar. And once a week, I'm going to write myself a note of something good that happened that week. And then come the following New Year's Eve, I'm going to open the jar and read all the good things that happened to me that year, this coming year, because it's been kind of dreadful this year, and I'm looking forward to thinking good thoughts about the year ahead, and I thought that would end it on a good note.
That's a great one.
Yeah, you like that idea?
Oh, yeah. Can I put a piece of paper in your jar, too, or is that just stuff that's good for you?
No, I would love for you to put a piece of paper in my jar. Anybody is welcome to. I'm just going to make sure that something good happens every week, and I don't care if it's me or whoever wants to write it down. I might get the kids to do it, because that would be a fun memory from when, you know, they come in the summer or whenever. So, yeah, we'll add to it. Maybe we should start one there at the studio, David.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, this is a way to look at 2022 in a very positive light. And what's your bucket list item?
Well, my bucket list is like everybody else. I definitely need to travel. I need to go explore someplace new. I've been housebound here for almost 2 years, and I am looking forward to getting out, and even if it's just by car and traveling to the next state, David. I need to get away. I need a little getaway, and I'm hoping to go a little further than that, hoping COVID will calm down so I can get someplace fun and tropical and go from there. But no, I'm very, very excited about traveling. I just have missed it so much.
Well, I think so many people have, Len, and thank you for sharing with our Senior Power audience your New Year's resolution and bucket list.
Well, thank you, David. I can't wait to hear what yours is. And I just want to say, have a happy, healthy new year to all our listeners. We appreciate you every day.
As we end the year 2021 and go into 2022, many of us, I happen to be one of them, is a senior who gets a little bit nostalgic. And as we do, we reflect back not only on this year, but on past years. But we know as we move forward that the rest of that's sort of behind us. Yet there's a great tune, Auld Lang Syne, that's been typically sung around New Year's for a long, long time now. And it should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot in the days of Auld Lang Syne, or the days of the days gone by. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for days that have long gone by. And with that, I wish all our listeners a very happy new year.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? Yet for Auld Lang Syne. And here's a hand, my trusty friend, that gives a hand to thine. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. Yet for Auld Lang Syne. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne?
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Senior Power.
My insurance kept going up and up and up and up.
I was getting a lot of mail about Medicare.
I could never have navigated through the loopholes.
Mainers across the state are finding help at Senior Planning Center, which represents all major Medicare health plans.
Senior Planning Center was a lifesaver.
Senior Planning Center did it all.
Gave me all my options and signed me up with what I needed within an hour.
Call 223-6565. 223-6565. Help when it matters most. SeniorPlanningCenter.com.